Hey, Hale. Thank you for joining. It's been a while since we've done a live space. So we had some technical issues there on his main profile, the CNORM profile. It just wasn't showing up on my list. So he's there. Claes has now come up through as Planet ETM. Obviously, we're going to start the space and just talk a bit more about in depth the current progress, the future, and just the general launch of Planet ETN. I know we've all been waiting for this for a few months, so he's been dedicating a lot of time, hard work, and he always delivers, so I can't complain. And I'm always excited about organic search engine traffic, which he's a specialist in. So yeah, hopefully we can kick this off and kind of have good progression over 2026 and future years with more eyes on the whole chain in general. And yeah, just the creativity that we're all doing as a team here. So it's great. So do you want to kind of start with obviously market sentiment? I know it's been very poor the last month. Obviously, it's made me feel a bit sick to my stomach looking at charts at the time. I try and be brave. I'm like that emoji that you sometimes see, or the GIF that you sometimes see online where it's like that weird meme guy where he's all that angry underneath his mask and I've got the smiling mask at the front. So I try and do that often. As much as we can, but yeah, I said the chart's looking bleak. We don't know if it's going up or not in next year. There's obviously very mixed, my personal views, there's very mixed opinions if we're going to be seeing further bull run next year or it's just going to go into further decline. Regardless if it's bull run, I will be cashing out some profits like everyone. If we go into a dreadful decline, I'll just accumulate for that period and obviously cut my losses, which I've lost so far. But at the end of the day, we built good structure, good ecosystems. We've got a good group coming together. So as long as we work hard as a collective, hopefully we'll see good times ahead. So my first question, obviously, what's your opinion on the market at the moment, Claire? It's obviously you've been very busy behind the scenes. Sometimes you're in the chats a lot. Sometimes you're obviously head fully into your workload of your team. And if you don't know, he's got a whole team behind us as well. So his actual real life job is doing kind of marketing, website design, that type of thing. And he's got his whole team at the moment coding and doing all the back end, front end, everything with him to make this work. So what's your take on the crypto market right now and just your general kind of overview there?
Yeah. Hey, Jay. Now, good to hear your voice there again. Well, about the market, I don't know. I mean, it looks kind of sad at the moment, I guess. And I mean, if this was the bull run, I think everyone is a bit disappointed. I'm not a big trader. So I don't do almost any kind of trading. I just hold. And I'm also a bit of a tech nerd as well, so my portfolio has been doing really, really bad. Like I'm heavy on ETH, and I'm heavy on like the smart chains, the Polkadot and the Cardano and Electronium now as well. So I'm excited about the Electronium's future, but all of these kind of smart chains and the utility hasn't been really. Yeah, I read an article the other day that Polkadot has been like performing worse than the whole global kind of crypto market. So that's kind of sad. So I just kind of I'm yeah I've just I don't look that much on the charts the last few weeks. I just kept on building really on the Planet ETN here and just. You know, stretch out the look more long term at it all really because I'm sure we all gonna be back and it, you know in not too distant future we all gonna be pumped again and so on so yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself. At some time, it's going to come around. And if that's next year or 4 years' time, I'm ready. Like, I'm not stressing. I'm personally working on trying to do some real life business ventures as well as working hard in my commission based job. I've had a kind of rocky few years of up and down commissions, that type of thing, and personal finances, etc. You don't need to worry about. But obviously now I'm just in a mode where I can accumulate and kind of work hard and build up the portfolio again, at a much even stronger position than I am now. Like I'd love to have like 50% farm ownership at the Bolt Dino Farm. Try and beat me there if you can, but that would be nice rewards, right? But yeah, kind of onto the, obviously last time we spoke, it was regarding the Planet ETN NFT launch, like last time we'd done a live. I know we speak in the Telegram and the DMs and stuff, but obviously your launch sold out, which was great. I think it was a matter of days, like 24 to 48 hours that sold out. So it was 109 planets at anywhere in between 15 and 20,000 ETN. Correct me if I'm wrong in a moment, but that's a large sellout, and it was sold out very quick, like better than my collections that I put through as well. So people definitely had faith in what you built already, and obviously the future vision after our last live. But what's happened since then? Like, what can you tell us about the new animated edition? Why did you go animated? And what's the kind of creative direction behind the project now?
Yeah, so first, I mean, it was a bit of an experiment, of course. I mean, it was my first NFT series and so on. So it was like new ground to walk in. So, and I was really happy that with the launch, and it sold out in 3 days, I think. And it was 15,000 ETM, you know, per planet. So I, you know, that was exciting and good. But quickly after, you know, you critique your own work a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I could have put more work here, and you know, you look at it with some new eyes, like this could be better. And actually, there was a small thing also. There was a little error or in the metadata of that series. There was a small little error that was that I noticed that when Rarible was launched. That
resale fees, was it the resale fees?
Yeah, exactly. I the percent there was wrong, so it said zero there, and the Planet ETN. The long-term idea is that is going to help fund, you know, like servers and other things in the future. So I felt bad, and I was like, I don't want to reissue the NFT and just do the exact same thing. And I thought quite a lot about how can I improve it. And I tested a lot of different things. I have a friend who's doing VR and AR and 3D and, you know, a lot of these Unity games and stuff like that. Really cool stuff he's doing. And I asked him to look at this as well, and he started to animate some planets and so on. But we just figured out that it's going to be too much work to do it that way. And then I started to poke around with some of the newer AI stuff and so on. And it's just, it was a crazy thing, because one AI could do one thing, and then it was limited, you know, like the frame rate was really bad, or it was choppy, and then I could use another AI tool to kind of smooth that out, and then I added another AI tool to kind of do a lot of things. So it's a full chain of different AI tool was the solution in the end to kind of get these animated, and it was thousands of tries with you know, to get this whole series to be consistent, because I mean that's really what the problem with AI is, to get that consistent. You can get a lot of cool shit, but you can't get it to be very consistent with everything. But in the end, I kind of managed, you know, like with that. So that was really cool, and then I could re-release this issue and have it upgraded, so everyone was like, oh cool, I got some more than I had before, and I could fix this little this little error of the fees there, so that was great. It pushed the whole level too, because at this, you know, when the first NFT series was released, you know, this whole platform, you know, more and more IDs started to come there, and it became more and more ambitious. So I really wanted to, like, the NFT series should meet these new ambitions in a way, you know, like keep everything really high quality and cool. So yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. And for those who haven't actually created the kind of put a picture into some type of AI generator and tried to make it do what you want, trust me, like, you think that one video that can sometimes get it perfect on the first try and it's like 2 minutes, but sometimes you could be literally sitting there pressing create video for like 40 minutes. So I appreciate your pain, especially doing it for 109 planets. And they look so smooth. Like, even when I compare it to like the jars when I made them move, like,
yours looks so much smoother for sure. So whatever you've done and whatever process you follow, because I just done Grok, ChatGPT to create the image and then Grok to make it move and playing around with the prompts for ages. So hats off to you for getting that done 109 times and making them all look pretty kind of uniform. They're not too different, you know, they all move and work in the same way. So that's great. So with this new release, like, because everyone knew Planet ETN since really the start of the ETN Club Telegram group. It was one of the, obviously you helped me set up the whole group and gave me ideas and helped with the artwork. And even that's why you've always been like the senior role, because you've always been kind of full on and helping with decisions and stuff like that for the club. So you do a lot of stuff in general for the whole community. I'd say more, you're more technical and add more value than I do in terms of the actual kind of creative content as such. So with that, obviously now we've got the new release, let everyone know what's different now. Like, what's the plan? What are people going to be expecting to see? You're calling this version beta one as well. Why beta? Why isn't it finished yet? And is beta 2 coming soon or a full release? Like, just give us the down low on this at the moment.
Yeah. So, I mean, I registered this domain. I actually paid for the first year or the second year, so to speak, just like a 2 months ago or something. So it's like 14 months since I registered this. And when I registered this was when just after kind of, I think it was around there when, you know, Electronium, they stopped their community, their old forum there and so on. So it was like a vacuum of no forum and so on. So I thought, like, you know, and I've been doing these kind of things for quite a lot of years. I actually, long to 2006, I released like a similar kind of thing. I mean, it wasn't with crypto or anything, but it was a Nokia, the phone. They had like this Linux system and for phones. Like, this was when, like, before the iPhone, so it was like really early, one of these with the keyboards and so on. I created like a little community about those with a forum and some news, and actually Nokia sent me a lot of phones. That's kind of why I did it, you know. So I got all of these little Linux computer phones and I played with them, but yeah, it didn't pick up, and you know, Microsoft bought Nokia and so on, so that's all history. But so I had some experience doing these kind of community type of website platform, so to speak, these hubs, and so that was the idea of Planet ETN all along from the beginning. But, you know, I didn't have time, I didn't have the like this fire to actually finish it, so it was really half baked and just this, yeah, just, you know, a few things. I took this, you know, the overlay where you can do the graphics, which is cool, and I mean, even Electronium uses it and so on, but it never really became what I wanted to be, you know. But, and this NFT series kind of, you know, sparked that fire, you know, because I could see and the NFT really, I really wanted to bring it into this Web3 thing, but I didn't know exactly. And, you know, some kind of access card membership and then, you know, I registered Planet ETMs, you know, that's where kind of the whole Planet thing started. But I didn't have the ID for the NFTs when I registered domain. That was just the name of, there's a lot of these hubs, you know, Planet Minecraft, Planet Half-Life and so on. It's a thing, these kind of communities about something where people meet. So it's just the planet of X and Y and Z. So I just had, and then I started to look at different planets and I found different things and I was like, oh my God, maybe I could do like a planet and you can own that. And then it becomes a profile. So what is Planet ETN now? Like, this version now that we're going to release soon here is really version one. Everything in the past was just, you know, it wasn't finished or what really was the vision of this. So this is version one. I call it beta because, you know, you're never finished. And when you launch, I've launched quite a lot of websites because I work with that, and there's always bugs and so on. So the beta is just to keep the expectations a little bit lower, you know, so because I'm sure there's going to be some issues here and there. So, but it's, we've tested it quite a lot. So I'm very happy with the release. But What is Planet ETN then? Well, it's a hub. It's a forum. It's a place where people should meet. But you can own one of these planets. So there's 109 of them, and then you can turn them into a profile. So if you own a planet, you can. It's like a Facebook page, you could say. You know, you can put a header graphic image, and you can add a bio, a project description, and we integrated like the Electronium blockchain into this. You can add kind of your contract address. So if you have an NFT series, for example, or a token, you can add them, and it's actually gonna fetch you, like the data of how many holders and just make a nice little page for you, and from there you can post news, so you can like have it as a blog for your project. You know, it's not that like for some project it could definitely like replace a website, because websites need, you know, that needs, it's not super easy to make a nice website, and it usually costs some money for maybe the platform, for servers, for everything, and it can be a bit messy. So, you know, for some projects, you can definitely, Planet ETN can definitely replace a website, but it's a quick way to reach, like the goal is to reach everyone in the ETN ecosystem, you know. So if for ElectroSwap, of course it's going to have a website, or other big projects and so on, you know, of course they're going to have a website, and they're going to have their X feed, and they're going to have whatever, maybe Facebook or whatever they need, you know. But this is like a quick it's like a huge intranet for the Electronium chain, and also a way to invite people, to give like people a quick overview of what's available. You know, I mean, still it's quite early, so it's not much, but you know, I could see myself kind of jumping to Polkadot or Cardano or Ethereum, you know, and just be like, oh my God, there's so much stuff. Like, how can I get a list of everything and how popular they are and so on? And that's also a part of this. You know, you can like the different projects, so like the popular ones, you know, ElectroSwap and so on, of course, will have a lot of likes, which makes it, you know, you can sort kind of into what is popular and what's the big ones and so on. So that's kind of the general idea. And of course, all the other tools as well. You know, download graphic, there's going to be guides, news, maybe interviews of projects, you know, maybe Bolt can come and have a little written interview, you know, and I hope to be able to maybe invite some developers, you know, Bolt again, maybe to write some in the forum, maybe some guides how to do a smart contract or something, or recommendation of tools and so on. Like, just connect everything like that. That's the main goal. I hope that explains it.
Yes, that was great. And obviously, what people don't realize, for example, I was lucky enough to have kind of access yesterday just to view the page. So I know what I was actually talking about today on the live, and as you'd expect. And I've got one set up for the ETN club. So I believe in the future as well, it's not quite there yet, but we'll have like charts plugged in. So you'll see the club token chart and stuff. So any project can put that on there. All the social media links are there, and just kind of a write up about the club. And there's a really small kind of smart feature, I'm sure you'll talk about it kind of later on as well, about obviously the club meter, depending on how much you hold, you kind of get a rating and that type of thing. So there's loads of cool information on there. And what you need to kind of grasp as well is, as Claire said, it's you go online and all these projects on like Ethereum and different networks, like they create a project, you go on their website through Twitter or whatever, and even if you Google that, the name of their project, it doesn't even usually show up in Google. There's no like back-end SEO or anything for Google to find that and show the users. And bear in mind that Planet ETN has even got backlinks from Electronium's website. So the actual link of Planet ETN is on Electronium's main website, which has got good authority anyway. And that kind of puts the authority of this website into Planet ETN, and it kind of boosts its rating in the search engine. So when the people use a planet to create a page like me, then I've got like planetetn.org slash whatever the kind of domain is afterwards, let's say just ETN Club for the moment to make it simple, that's in another page that can then get indexed and browsed by Google. And even the features like AI and stuff, which will drop in there in the future, in a moment, it's really impressive because I'm going to set one up for Bulk Jars, for example. I'm going to set one up for Club Watches. I'm going to set one up for ETM Rocks. I'm going to have all these different pages. Maybe Blockhouse if I'm feeling brave, but I don't know if that is kind of worthy of one. But just all the different collections. So obviously the more pages and the more content and forum posts, etc., it just boosts the kind of authority and the trustability of the website on Google search engine. So when we've got 109 planets in full use, imagine how many domains are being used. That's my perception. Obviously, you can correct me if I'm wrong there, but it's just kind of really powerful stuff. And it's quite exciting to have that network all in one place, even where Electronium has supported it. It kind of really gives great authority. And if people are searching Electronium in the future and Planet ETN is linkable and clickable directly from their website, just like Electrosop and various other websites on there, and it's really going to help boost us in general. Do you have anything to add to that at all?
No, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. And one feature also that I should have mentioned there is when you do a post, I've actually registered in quite a lot of different social media now. Of course, there's no followers now, but, you know, we have to think a little bit more long term here. But when you do a post on your planet, like you just a blog post, it's going to be shared automatically within minutes to x.com. This is the Planet ETN's different one. So x.com, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Snapchat directly. Like I've set up a profile on all of them with logo and header and graphics and everything. So, and of course, like these, I registered some of them just a few days ago, really. But, you know, like, we could manage to get more and more followers there. I'm thinking, you know, this is something for you, Jay. I think I'm gonna hire you because you are, you know, you're that social media raffle guy, really, and I could use your help to kind of try and boost, you know, followers and so on. Maybe do some you know, there's still quite a lot of ETN since the Planet sales there, and I'm thinking we could use something there perhaps and, you know, try to attract the people. You know, you get 200 ETN if you follow on these different social media and so on. I think it's just for the numbers to begin with, but then also get real followers, you know.
Yeah, sounds great. And we can certainly talk about that behind the scenes. So, yeah, it sounds good. Obviously, it's getting busy. It's coming together. The launch will be happening at some stage through the space, just to make you aware. So you'll be able to see the new website at some point when it's revealed. Obviously, that's not down to me. But obviously,
Should we do it? Let's, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I thought like maybe I should just do it in the beginning. But, you know, let's launch it right now, Jay, here. So let's people can go in and they can actually look at it. And if they have any questions, you know, they can ask here or they can ask in the club chat, you know.
Launch the post, put it in the comments. While you're doing that, I own a lot of planets myself here at the moment, so I put a few up for sale. Obviously, I purchased mine at mint. I didn't mint them all. I did wait until aftermarket sales as well and accumulated as I got more bullish. So there's plenty of planets out there for sale. I might put some a little bit cheaper as well. And yeah, obviously, if this is something that interests you, if you've got a project, I know a lot of people here. I know CTM Villain with his planet concept, he's got one that he's going to be releasing as well. And Electroswap are going to be having a page and Pandy and many of the other different tokens and stuff. So it's there's a lot of people that have already got planets allocated, which I think is quite bullish. I reckon at least 10 to 15% will be used quite shortly. So it's that's strong stuff. I think I own about 10 to 12. I'm happy to sell a couple off, but I've already got about 3 or 4 to use already. And I kind of collect them because obviously with the whole club, I'm trying to build an ecosystem of NFTs that buy and burn the club and ones that will be useful. And I don't know what my mind will take me through as the bull run kind of emerges whenever in the future, what I might create and need more planets for. So I have hoarded a few. I do apologize if people need them, but yeah, I was quite bullish on it myself, so that's why I collected. But with this one as well, so obviously another question I had for you. So you've been quiet for quite a long time, which is understandable. You've been doing a lot. You've been cooking up in the kitchen, let's say, getting this all ready. What's the biggest struggles and challenges that you've personally had during this whole process for yourself, going from the standard website, releasing the NFTs? Oh, damn, I've got people now I need to impress, and people who have purchased, spent their hard-earned money on these planets. Now I've got to get into action and build something. What's been your biggest kind of setbacks and challenges you've overcome during that period, and how did it make you feel?
Yeah, well, so it's live now, just to say. So people go to planetetn.org and they can see the website now. And there's a bit of a, like, I've used three planets just to have something there now. Like, that was a bit of an issue with just before here now, just in the last few days. I was like, okay, it's totally empty now when I cleaned out all of the test data. So, like, I need to have, there's a few, like, little lotteries and a special little collectible pack that we can talk about later, Jay, there. But, yeah, so struggle, I mean, technically, it wasn't so hard. Because, you know, me and my team, we've been doing website now for 15 years together. So we have a lot, and we actually have a lot finished, you know, like, I mean, in the digital world, you can copy paste and so on. So we had a lot. So this project felt it wasn't like a too big of a challenge, really, technically. But there was more like this thought process of the Web3 part, you know, like, okay, you own a planet, and how is the login and so on's going to work? Like, it's a different kind of thing. And what happens if someone transfers a planet to another user, like, or another wallet? What's going to, like, these things were new, and they maybe weren't so technical hard, but they, you know, like, we needed to, like, redo and rethink and so on. So, like, I guess, you know, you need some experience with that Web3 thing to really build out those things, like, there. And then one thing I perhaps more personally had a little bit of struggle with was to, like, to get kind of the, I don't want to sound too pretentious, but, like, the artistic tone of it. Because in the beginning here, like, my first, like, attempt when I read writing the text and so on, and there too, you know, there's a lot of AI, of course, but kind of to set the tone, because I first wanted it to be a lot more, like, weird and this sci-fi thing that is still there, of course, but I wanted it to be, like, more strange, like artistic and arty kind of, and weird, like many other, like, Web3 and, you know, meme coins and so on, like. But at the same time, you know, I wanted it to be like a real utility thing. So I battled inside a lot, like, because when I started to do all of that weird, and I showed it to my soon to be wife Jenny and a neighbor here as well, who's a programmer, so he's quite technical, and they just didn't understand, and they thought I was kind of insane. And I had to, like, tone down and be, like, more clear and more. So like the whole sci-fi thing, I battled the kind of the balance of that. And the real utility and trying to, like, explain everything. Like, there is still that sci-fi tone here and there in the text and so on. So I didn't erase it completely, because there's a star field I'm playing with this whole, like, sci-fi theme a bit in there. But when I started it, I did a lot more of that, but it just became really weird in the end there. So those things were a lot, you know, that took quite a lot of time to kind of, because you start and then you have to redo it and you do it again, and then you do too much on the other way and you have to go back a little bit. So that was a bit of a struggle. The little Web3 parts that is here was, of course, a new way of thinking, and for my devs too. Like, it was easier for me to think, but for my devs that never really done anything like that, I had to, like, explain over and over again, and I could understand that they were frustrated a bit to try to understand it in a quick time. You know, I've had years thinking about that. So I would say that was probably part of the struggles there, Jay, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you literally had your wife and all your employees try and send you to a mental institution. I feel that every day. My family are wondering where the Christmas presents are this year, but it's all wrapped up in a depreciating asset. But yeah, on a serious note, if you've got time to, like, obviously the link's in the comments, by the way. I'm literally on it now. So when you click on that link that I put down in the comments, you can either click on the menu and click planets, or you can kind of click the little kind of pop-up planet icon, and it will kind of show you all the different projects that have planets allocated to them right now. And underneath, you see the ones that are disabled and haven't got anything allocated. And I don't really understand how you allocated the Santa giveaway and the ultimate ETN OG collection pack, but you can discuss that in a moment. But for example, you click on ElectroSwap or the ETN Club, and then when you go onto it, there's like a like button, share project, all the social links, a description, obviously some images, all the token contracts and details there as well, the utility and perks of the project. And then you've got my favorite part, the club supporter. So there's like a little meter that goes up, and so you connect your MetaMask to this. So I believe it only reads the front end. I'll speak to you about security in a moment. But once you connect your MetaMask, it can see all your planets that you have. And once you connect your planet, it can obviously read your address and how many club you hold and bolt. And it kind of has a meter on how many you have. So that's a nice incentive as well. This picks up more clubs being integrated into the website. And that's quite bullish, because that will always be visible to people. And it's almost another kind of identifier and kind of marker to show confidence in the club token itself as well. So quite bullish on that. Scroll down further, you have your planet, which rotates, and the score of your planet in general. And did my post get deleted? Because I did put a post up yesterday, but it's quite simple to do a post. You add it to your page, and there's just kind of a list that go there.
I just hit it. Let me just enable that again. So, you know, I hit it because I thought it was more of a test. You know, there.
I'm fine. On. I'm fine for people to see the test, just so the people get a grasp of how it looks. Yeah, perfect. I'm gonna keep that one on there forever because it hasn't been posted anywhere else. But it's just so people kind of see what I've done. That's how the posts look. You add your image, you add your description, and your title. Any other details you want done, and it goes there. And so I'm not going to do it. You get one post every 24 hours, I believe. So you can do like a strong update for the whole project. That then gets posted on planets. You can then retweet that to your own profile. Is there any way you can also, by the way, like, also I'm thinking out loud here, any way you can also integrate that so it also gets posted into the ETN community as well at the same time, like into our thing, you know, it ticks the box. I don't know if that's possible, but if there is a way, that'd be good to also share it there as well, just to kind of get even more feedback and have planets kind of constantly being shown within the club group, because obviously I'm doing my best to try and get more users and stuff with, as you've seen with my incentives today that I've done, just to try and build up more user base.
I was thinking, Jay, that we could have, you know, I think we talked about this briefly like a month ago or something, but, you know, having in the club, you know, have planet updates channel, kind of, you know, so that every new post kind of gets added there with, you know, the like 250 characters and the title and a link, you know, just to kind of have all of those, you know, so. Because I don't want to create, at the moment, I don't want to create another Telegram. First of all, the community is too small for more Telegram channels, you know. And like you said, now I integrated the club there as part of this site. And maybe in the future there will be other tokens that gets integrated like this with the supporter meter kind of. So for now I think that the club is doing a great job of for a Telegram chat. So that's a possibility. I think, you know, we can have a planet updates in the club if you're up to it, Jay.
Yeah, that's more than fine. I was also mentioning like the X community group. I don't know if that's possible to kind of have it cross-referenced there, but I guess we can always just copy and paste it in manually if we need to. So yeah, it's really good. Like, obviously check out that, especially at the end, you're not going to be able to check out the website properly while we're on the space. It's hard to do the multitask, and I get it, but definitely go and have a look at that once the space does end and just kind of get familiar with it, because I will be doing the planets for, as I said, the jars, the watches and the rocks as well. I think it'll just be kind of good to just have things implemented. And on my Rock page as well, I'll be like speaking about Ether Rock, Bitcoin Rock, Ton Rock, Base Rock. And I'm hoping that somewhere in the SEO, people can see that if they're searching it on Google one day. So loads of opportunity. And it's another great, great task because Claire's has showed me his stats for the SEO. And you're pretty much ranking at the top already. It's like 95 to 100 on all the different three sections. And you're trying to do the AI stuff as well on Google, right? Just tell people about that. Obviously, how you used AI in your project, and also how you've done like all the, like in the back end when you're building the website, you've got all the code. I don't really know how to explain it, like the schema, the HTML, etc. You've somehow done it so when people like ask certain questions on Google, you're hoping that Google Gemini answers it at the top of the search page and uses Planet ETM. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's something that you've worked towards. Is that right?
Yes. So I mean, the SEO is really good, like the structure of the HTML and everything. And if you do a post, like everything is structurally very good at the moment here on this. So that's kind of the first thing. Then you have some stuff like one part that you add to the code of a website and every page is called Open Graph, which is kind of the... it's the metadata for sharing, so that, you know, when you share something on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever it is, you know, it grabs the correct title, grabs the image, and, you know, a short description. And so it makes the sharing nice, you know. So that was also very important. So we integrated that very carefully on the profile. So if you share your profile, you get your main image and the title. And if you share a post, the same thing there. So that's another part. It's perhaps not SEO, but it's crucial for something like this. We're sharing is important. But then there is more today when it comes to this. And one thing is called Google structured data. And it's because everything has become more and more like AI focused and so, like for an example, if you write, you get answers in Google now. So if you write, you know, weather London, you know, it shows you the weather, like a cloud and the temperature and the weather and so on, you know. So it quickly fetches stuff like this, and that's part of Google structured data, that you can give Google more information. Like this web, you know, it can be open hours, for example. That's a very, that's one of the first things where Google structured data was, because many times, you know, people are in the car and they just want to see, is this store open still, you know? And with Google structured data, you could have open hours in your website. So Google could fetch that and then quickly reply in one of those, you know, you don't even have to click the link, you know, like the weather example I just spoke about. So what I've done here, which is a bit of an experiment, because it's I've added like the crypto information. So it's like what smart chain it is. It's the Electronium chain. It's how many holders, what the contract is. You know, I've added a lot of these different data points, the burn rate and how many holders and so on. So all of that is in there, and it gets created automatically. So all you, if you run an NFT series, you know, you just add your token and then that's it. You do you then you're done. But we automatically fetches everything and creates this Google structured data in the code behind, so Google can pick that up. And I'm not sure, because this is the first time I've done that for crypto. I've done it for a lot of other types of data in web shops and like as open hours and maps and so on, a lot of different things, but never in crypto. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Google kind of picks that up. So, and I'm sure it's going to do that, but it probably going to take some time. For example, what could happen is you could ask, you know, Gemini, or if you have one of those Google Nest or something, or assistants and so on, you could ask like, you just ask what tokens are on Electronium chain, and it could actually list it because it indexed Planet ETN, so it has a list of everything there, for example. And you could ask it like how many holders have a Bolt, or, you know, and, you know, the more and more advanced these AI bots become, and the assistants and the text ones, Google, you know, it's more and more like you get this prepared AI thing, you know. So if you ask, you know, stuff about Electronium and the tokens, about Bolt, about Club, whatever it is, it can take this information because it's structured and it can understand it. So it trusts this information a lot more. Like so Bolt has 534 holders, so it can use that when it then generates these answers to people's questions and Googling and so on. So I hope that answered it, Jay.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm curious as well, like, because people, I don't know the best way to ask this. So Electronium obviously isn't on people's site at the minute. We're not getting thousands and thousands of Google searches. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know we have a lot of on-chain activity at the moment from contracts and various other things that have been taking place, but I don't see us as someone having thousands and thousands of searches. Is there any way, are you going to be doing like blog posts as well in the future on your website? So being like Electronium versus Solana, for example, and using keywords and try and rank Solana keywords within the search engine. So people then click on that article through certain search terms and then discover and educate themselves about Electronium, and then they're taken to the hub Planet ETN where they can discover all these projects and this tight community and forum, etc. Is that something that will be implemented, or is that kind of going too far at the moment for your vision? Just my question to you.
No, really, I mean, it's already there in a way. I think that's what you mean, but on the start page there, if you scroll just below the Planet activity ones, there's only four Planet activity posts there now. There's going to be eight of these soon when people start to post some stuff there. But then you have Planet ETN editorial, and that's four different articles that I've created now, which is going to be, you know, it's going to be me. And in the future, I'm hoping to get some help to run this site, of course, with some moderation and help with this stuff. We will see, you know, that still it's manageable for me. And AI is helping a lot, of course, with, you know, writing text and creating images and so on. I've focused quite a lot on this project to make sure that I can handle a lot of this quite quickly, you know. So it's, you know, you can see that there's AI that does a lot of it, but it's just a tool today, so it's common. But so there you're gonna have, now there's a welcome Beta Planet. I mean, that's not for indexing, but I write about Andrea Crespi, One Ocean, and NFT drop there. That's kind of one of those articles that you talk about, you know, where we, you know, Andrea Crespi is in bold there. I mean, I've really use that as a way to like it's a SEO kind of article, you know. You want this to show up, and it's probably going to show up on different NFT and Andrea Crespi and so on. So that's part of it. And this is, you know, I'm going to add more. So is the guides, you know. The guides are going to be there, but also like the forum, you know. We can talk about the forum later there, but that's also such a powerful thing. When Electronium removed the forum, you know, there was a lot of threads and information, a lot of like food for Google, for AI bots, for everything that disappeared there. And so that's maybe we can talk a little bit about the forum, but tell us.
There's perfect time. Yeah, go into it. Let's tell the community.
Because like Telegrams and Discord and all these chat things, they're awesome in every, you know, like you quick and it's easy to have fun, you know. You can do, you know, GM, you can, you know, post stupid images and so on. And it's, you know, that's really where you build a real community, you know. And the club has been, you know, a cornerstone of that, because it's been such a good vibe in there and so on. So that's really how you build community. But then there is other things, you know, like, you know, for example, if you want to write, like, how do you build a smart contract, you know, and you put some code snippets into Telegram. I mean, in 10 minutes, they're gone forever. And sure, you can pin it, but, you know, you can only have so many pinned messages. So in many ways, it's not a nice feature for like longer discussion, more technical discussion, more guides and so on. And also, like, everything just disappears in those chats. Like, You can have someone that wrote a long, super nice reply, and then it just disappears into the history up above, and you might be able to search and find it again, and so on. But in a forum, you know, if someone, you know, if we could get a little bit of deeper discussions, I'm hoping that in the future with more users and so on, you know, maybe talk about, you know, decentralization versus centralizations and so on and stuff like that, you know, then, you know, it doesn't need to be like a new reply every 2 minutes, you know, it could be a reply with a couple of days in between and so on, but they stayed there. And also Google indexed them, so they're there. So if you search, you know, centralization versus decentralizations and crypto, maybe, you know, that post is going to show up because it has some, you know, valuable good thing. And also in this time of AI, you know, like Reddit and forums and so on, they're becoming a really good, trustful source for AI bots, because everyone can write an article today with ChatGTP. You know, you just write, you know, you just tell it, you know, I want a 10-page article about snow, you know, and you're gonna get it. So that's super easy.
But can I just say that sounds like me?
No, it's not that bad. You don't do that long, Jay. Yeah, but really, like, you know, you can easily do it, but in Reddit, and so, like, if I want to Google, you know, I bought a Switch 2 here for my daughter, and, you know, it's probably mostly for me, to be honest, but, you know, if I want to Google, so I had some issue, and I want to Google that, you know, I how do you sync the control or whatever it is, you know, adding Reddit today, you know, so you know that you get a Reddit thread is so much nicer, because I know that I won't get some AI bullshit. You know, I know that it will be some guy answering a thread, you know. So I think actually forums and Reddit is already like, you know, it's like all time high when it comes to activity and so on. So like AI has disrupted us a little bit. So it's so nice to just know that it's a human behind the words, you know. And I hope that the forum, I understand it's, you know, I don't think we have perhaps all of the user yet. It's just going to be, it's going to be a slow start there. I'm sure it's not, but I'm hoping that we can get, you know, some a little bit more deeper and guides and so on going there, because it would really be helpful for Electronium as a whole, you know.
I'll see what I can do, and like I might even, because the thing is, writing the blogs on my X account, they don't really get that much traction. Like, it's good to have it as like a pinned comment, but it's not getting like the organic traffic I'd expect when I look at the impressions. It doesn't grow, it only grows with people clicking on my profile. So I might throw a few kind of, I guess, hybrid article / questions / thread starters on the forum. But something I thought, though, it might be worth us, like, it might be worth you speaking to Plank. Because obviously he does the Reddit, but I don't know if the Reddit's really kicking off with the community being as small as it is at the moment. It's not quite like, obviously, when it was, when we had our 4 million users back in 2017-18, there was all that hype. So it might be worth seeing the Plank ones help out on the forum as well, just a thought that came to my mind, especially when we did the community building as well.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, because he was the moderator of the old forum as well. So I've been thinking to reach out to him. Actually, he was already kind of an admin on the kind of the old one there. But that was like you know, 4, 5, 6 months ago. I talked with him about that. So I'm going to reach out to him again. And actually, I saw that this auto post thing that I'm using to post to all the different social media, it has Reddit support as well. So Planet, so a post could be automatically added to the Reddit, you know, the Electronium Reddit, and so people can start discussing there. You know, like you've probably seen that already on Reddit, that it's usually like a short title and then a link. And you can go in there, and then it creates like a thread, so you can actually discuss there too. And I think that maybe that's where most discussion is going to be. But that's fine. Reddit is fine too. But we need these kind of these type of indexable threads. You know, yeah.
Yeah, agreed. And to be fair, I use like ChatGPT, don't get me wrong. Everyone knows I love a bit of ChatGPT or Grok. Grok I use as my like more unbiased version, but you can't beat Reddit, in my opinion. I use Reddit, I pay for Reddit Premium. I use a lot of Reddit when I'm trying to like promote like books that I write and stuff that are on Amazon KDP and things like that. But people underestimate how good Reddit is just for like real personal feedback, because literally you try and do an AI reply on there, you have a mob of people being like, AI, you don't know Reddit. If you're using AI and you're on Reddit, like we all know that you're using it. And it's kind of like a cult against you because they all like that real authentic chat. And I do find it's a bit more of an older age group. I don't know how true that is, but I always find everyone seems to kind of be 30 plus rather than kind of Gen Z, 20s, that type of thing, you know. So it's definitely got a more mature audience from what I've personally seen. And I do think it's definitely a good space to be in as well when we're trying to pitch something like a project here, which is quite more long-term growth, not pump and dumps, more sophisticated, more about corporates and growing with the real world. And yes, decentralization is great and it has its place, but not everyone's going to allow it to happen, are they? So that's why we obviously back Electronium. We have faith in it. And we just need to hope the team does pull some magic out of their pocket next year of this new marketing program they've got going. They've done wonderful things with partnerships this year. And now everything's kind of set up in line. I'm obviously hoping that they get the users in and we can kind of capture those through Planet and through the club and various other places. So it's hopefully it's going to be exciting times if Electronium pull this off. And we just got to keep moving with it and keep growing. So the next part, you've got a couple of things you wanted to talk about in terms of giveaways and auctions, that type of thing. So do you want to go through that part with everyone and let them know what's what? We can do follow-up posts about it as well. That's not a problem. I'll get that posted. We could definitely get it posted in the ETM Club X group and Telegram and then kind of retweet it everywhere too. But just let people know what's going on with giveaways and auctions, because it's quite exciting stuff in my opinion.
Yeah, so there's two planets that is kind of a giveaway. It's a lottery, really. So they're up for grabs, so to speak. It's I've write about them. You can see it's Santa's. So I put a little Santa hat on top of those. So there's a lead planet and there's another one, Druven, there. And the only like real rule to, you know, to be part of this, I will draw the winner and I will try to make a video out of it. I liked your little spin thing you have there in Telegram, Jay. Maybe I'll look into that, or maybe I'll just do a Excel sheet and record kind of ChatGPT and ask it to draw a winner or something. But I will try to do that as transparent as possible there. But the rule is there's like there Santa's giveaway planet 1 and Santa Way's giveaway planet 2, and they have two different rules, one rule each, and one is to make 5 forum posts or replies. So it's not, you know, a post or reply, they work the same. You know, if you start a new post, that's awesome, but also if you reply, that's also 1 point. So I want you to make 5 of those. Which is a lot, I probably guess, but you know, I'm trying to push the forum just to get, and it, you know, it doesn't need to be, I just want some activity there. And if you have more than 5, which is probably not going to be many, you know, there's going to be a lottery and the winner is going to get one. And then the other thing is the other planet has comments, and throughout the Planet ETM platform there is comments, you know, that's very important for the planet. I want this to be a social place. And so when a planet profile or a planet owner writes a post, there's comments in the bottom. So when you're logged in, you can comment and you can like and you can quote and you can, you know, you can, it's, you know, like we're used to, you know, the Web 2 world, you know, the Facebook of things. You can comment on everything. And also on the editorial post, you can comment. And if you, I want to have more than 5, so again, you know, I just want that people try it out and show some activity and do so. I'm gonna like pick up, you know, I can easily from the back end, I can kind of sort on users and I can see how many comments have they done. So I will do 5 or more, all of those. I'm gonna do a lottery and then pick a winner there as well to get that planet. And there is actually a fourth one, so to speak, now also that is coming on Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, a special one. It's another one. It's also going to be just a fun little thing, but I don't want to, I need to have something in between now and the new year. And speaking about the new year, there is this auction that I created. And I think that planet is called the Ultimate ETN OG Collectible Pack. And it's on the silver planet, which is called Argentus, which is the top three, kind of, you know, like the diamond is the top, then there's the gold, which is the second, and then there's silver, and then titanium, and then, there's good ones, but part of the more normal one. But those are the top, like, diamond and three metal ones. So the silver one, top three, is auctioned, but it's not only that, it's also that so it's on Pantart. It's a token. I created a token, and you also get a pack. So there's a M1 phone seal. There's a YouTube video you can watch where I explain this in detail, so I don't need to explain it much more. But there's also extremely weird little package that I've had in my attic for almost 8 years now, and it's the TIBIS. That's the titanium chain for all the OGs out there. That's why it's called the Ultimate ETN OG Collectible Pack. But people probably remember there in 2018 when the crypto thing was just crazy, and we had this titanium chain that was launched, and they tried to piggyback on the user base of Electronium, and it was just a weird time anyway. And I got scammed too. I threw in like one Ethereum into that, you know, and anyway, but and I got this goodie bag, and it was just too embarrassing. I was too embarrassed to really open it because it was, but it's been, I found it just a few months ago. Like, I found it on my attic and I was like, holy shit, it's here. And I haven't opened it. It's still taped, everything. And I thought that's a really cool memorabilia for Electronium. And I thought, like, it was just a fun thing to kind of have as an auction kind of thing. Yeah. And I want to say, like, really, like, this, the Ultimate ETN OG, the silver planet there, Argentus, is a very good example of what can, you know, the planet ETN can do, you know, like, you could have something that you just want to push, you know, like a campaign. In this case, then, I want to sell something, an actual physical thing. And it also connects. So what I did was I just created this NFT on Panthart, and really shout out to them, because that was really, really smooth. You know, the Decentronium team and their tools that they have is such valuable thing for Planet ETN too. Planet ETN is like your face. It's your website. So you can create this, then I could create an NFT. I can, you know, I can create an auction on Panthart, and then I can like communicate everything, a YouTube video and everything on this planet, and quickly reached everyone. And I hope kind of that page, the silver planet, kind of explain, it's a short little, you know, condensed way of what Planet ETN is there. And about the auction, that it's gonna end at 22:00 so on New Year's Eve. So 2 hours before the New Year, this auction is ending. So there's some time there until then. But I thought, you know, it's gonna be a celebration into the new year as well there. And I wanted to have something that extends here over the Christmas times and so on. So yeah, that's all I have to say about that, I think.
Well, did you say there was a planet in that pack as well? Am I right?
Yeah.
So guys, just to reiterate, in this auction, if you win the auction, you get the original sealed Electronium phone, you get this titanium blockchain scan package, which I got scammed by Titanium as well, just like many of you here, but I never delved into the package afterwards. And then you also get a planet as well. So this is like, I want the phone. I never got one of these phones. Fugazi's got a phone. Claire's has got a phone. Everyone's got a phone. Plank's probably got a phone. Robin's probably got a phone. Chris, you might even have a phone. I don't have a phone. Like, I really want one. So it's, I might have to, if I get paid well this month, I might end up spending my whole pay packet on a phone. That's redundant, but we'll give it a go.
It's fun.
No, definitely. I'm down for it. I think it's the most genius auction that I've seen in a while. So yeah, it's and you're trusting this man as well with your postal address, so fingers crossed there. But with this one as well, so just to clarify, people, it's so easy to connect to Planet. I literally just connected with MetaMask. Can you explain to people the security of the Meta? I don't think we went through this. The security of the MetaMask connection. Some people get obviously a bit. I'm not even going to call them Maxis as well as general people. Whenever there's a new product or a new link, even myself, I'm very cautious connecting to it. So can you just tell people as well about the security and how that works?
Yeah, so I mean, there's not a single smart contract on this this website. So the only time we ask you to sign is when you create your wallet, you know, and that's not even a blockchain transaction. All we do is we ask kind of your MetaMask or whatever wallet you're using. We want you to sign it, you know, as you do when, if you do a trade on ElectroSwap or whatever you do, you know, you need to sign it. But what you're signing then is a real transaction, so you get the information about it is. When you sign here, you just sign like a login on this website. It's the blockchain is not even doing anything there. We just want to make sure that you own your public wallet address. That's all we ask, you know, because we want that to be like solid and secure for us, so we know you own this wallet, and from then on we can check everything else. So how we communicate with the blockchain here is actually that we use the Block Explorer, you know, the Block Scout. So blockexplorer.electronium.com, they have different kind of ways to communicate, so they have APIs and so on, and we started trying to kind of read everything from the blockchain with Anchor and so on, but it was my developers that were like, okay, we can also use this, you know. And the more, what we wanted to do here is not like a DEX or, you know, we're not doing token transfer. We're just really reading. It's a one-way communication. We're reading from the blockchain, and the tools that the Block Scout, the Block Explorer, that Electronium uses, they've created all of that, you know, so we could use that. And those type of APIs is what we've been working with for 15 years. So it was like, oh, of course we're going to use this, you know. That the only thing with that is like, if the Block Explorer is down, you know, maybe it's on maintenance mode or something, yes, then some functions in Planet ETN will stop working, you know. You know, that's like how it is. You know, if PayPal has technical issues, you know, you perhaps might not be able to make a purchase. But that's going to be very rare. So we just thought, like, this is perfect. And it makes everything like there's even if we wanted to hack anyone, you know, we couldn't even do it here. So it's a very different thing. So it's as secure as it could be. Like, you're not giving away anything here. Like, we're not, you know, no private keys, no passwords, nothing, you know. All we want to do is that you sign that this is your address, you know, that the wallet, public wallet address, we want to make sure that that one is yours, because then we can pin that to your user account, and then, you know, that account is forever pinned to that wallet. If you want to, like I said also in the past there, if you have multiple planets like you, Jay, and you want to set up more, you will have to, you know, create different account for each planet. You know, there's one account can only manage one planet. And why I want to have that, maybe some people ask, is because I want, you know, I don't want it to be easy to have 20 planets and have 20 profiles. You know, that should be a problem, because I want as many users as possible kind of to have planets. Not that it's anything wrong, Jay, that you have three or four planets or whatever, that's fine, you know. And for now, you know, most of them is not going to be used, but I want to encourage the people like that we spread the planets a bit, you know, like so yeah, so that and also one planet, one profile can have three tokens, and ElectroSwap is kind of a little bit of a demo there. The ElectroSwap planet is there, ElectroSwap DEX, NFT marketplace. You can see in that one that there is three of them. So there's Bolt, there's Dino, and there is the Electric Legends there as well. So what you could do is you could have, you know, an ETN club, and you could add your watches and so on into one planet if you want, you know. But I know that you want to, you know,
I'm learning something new right now. I didn't even realize I might do like the club token and then jars and watches on one page, and then do ETM Rock on another page. It's like its own identity.
Exactly. So yeah, you can combine and have two in one if you want, you know, if they're connected, kind of, you know.
Yeah, perfect. Like, guys, like, I'm new, like, I've had a little demo, but I'm still learning as well with this one. So it's interesting stuff, and it's the gift that keeps on giving right now. So, yeah, that's ideal. And just to kind of reiterate from what I perceive with the whole wallet connection, you're just giving them permission to read your wallet rather than interact with it. I guess that's the best way to simplify it.
Yeah.
So it's ideal. So obviously we're approaching the end of the space now. What obviously everyone has thoughts at the minute. I feel Electronium need to push the marketing, which they hopefully will be starting soon, as they've mentioned. Global marketing, Kohl's, Twitter, whatever they can do from a legal perspective. I personally feel that they need to be doing like what Ton for a do, for example. They have the Ton Foundation that took over the project and have venture capital and do push all the marketing. And you've got like Ethereum Foundation, and various other chains have foundations where it's not actually the main dev team. It's a separate organization, maybe for legalities, where they can sit there and pay Kohl's and Shills, etc. I kind of feel Electronium needs something like that, where there's kind of like a venture capitalist group that take over with doing all the kind of, let's say, the more less regulated marketing tactics. So that's my personal view. But what do you see with the whole Electronium chain at the moment, and what do you think needs to happen to allow the ecosystem and the community to grow further?
People shout they want marketing, and I just like working with marketing, I don't know exactly what that would be as well. You know, yeah, calls here and there. We saw some calls, you know, but like these people that just get paid and do a video, you know, I we can smell bullshit really quickly. So I'm not sure that works. If you don't you have to do it in such a massive scale that it would be ridiculous in a way. And I guess Solana and others did that perhaps with great success and some, but I don't think that would be Electronium, and I don't think it's their style, so to speak. But I mean, where I put my trust and where I, you know, I've been a bit disappointed with Electronium too is, but I'm, you know, they released this white paper it's a year ago now, quite exactly a year ago. And we haven't seen any real progress with the white paper. And you know, I've read it. I think I've read it 20 times now because it's really exciting. And a guy in the Telegram chat that said there's so many gold nuggets in there, and it really is, you know. And it's, you know, pushing towards more decentralization. And so, but it's also like I feel that when we listen to Richard in Miami and so on, he's kind of not talking about the white paper. It's like it doesn't really exist, you know. So I'm hoping that 2026 we're gonna see like those white paper things fall into place, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be changed a bit too, you know, like I adapted, you know, that's probably something that's going to happen too. But I would love to see, you know, but because we have a big sell pressure on Electronium, and of course if you work with NGOs and charity all the time and all your kind of marketing campaigns is connected to charity and so on, there's going to be sell pressure, you know. And in the white paper specifically, it's mentioned that the you know, these validators, these nodes, you know, like it would be good if it's that let projects or organizations or whatever it is that has a long term perspective on ETN, so they might just not sell all the ETN they get all the way. I mean, I don't blame the, you know, if I would be running a children's school in Malaysia for homeless children or whatever, you know, of course, if I got money every month or week or however it works, you know, of course I would go and buy new books for the library or food or whatever I need for the school, you know, so I don't, you know, that's of course, but it's also can maybe, and that could probably, that's probably going to be part of Electronium always, you know, it's a nice way, and it's how they kind of got the seat at One Ocean and Rolex and Pirelli and whatever brands it is. So that's awesome. It's part of the marketing and the strategy. But I think also we need, and it's mentioned in the white paper, that's why I say it, like that we, it would be good if there was these projects that it has a long-term thing, you know, that doesn't sell directly and maybe, you know, sell more long-term or so on. I think, you know, and I think that's crucial for a blockchain. Like Polkadot and Ethereum wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't like, you know, some of those core nerds, as I envision them, that were there from the beginning. Like they didn't sell directly, you know, they kept it, they created more nodes, they added in their staking pool or whatever it was, because they believed long term, you know. So I think that's, and it's mentioned in the white paper, it really is mentioned in the white paper that's part of the new strategy going forward, and I would love to see that happen, because I think that's kind of the key thing that needs to happen. And of course Electronium know it because it's in the white paper. It's just that I don't feel that we have been seen any signs of that, or even in the communication we haven't seen any of that. So that's what I'm hoping for 2026, really, that we get some more clarity there and some progress in that direction. Yeah.
No, agreed. But you know what that training was like, that's like the 7 to 8 year plan, right? So it's they'll roll it out bite size by bite size. But no, I do feel they're going to up their game with this type of thing. And in terms of the coal, like I do agree with you, just throwing out random coals like they did before to do a post to their 100,000 followers. They literally done one post, Electronium XYZ, and then the next week, Electronium XYZ. Like what I'm talking about is you need like a group of 20 to 30, 40 coals that are all big names, 50 to 250,000 followers. They're all given an assignment. They have to create videos, onboarding videos, teach people how to set up the RPCs and the MetaMask. Maybe each one gets like 5 to 10 Electronium, just so they've got some like the ETN for gas, like a whole system on different projects that are currently out, that type of thing. But it's I don't think it's, as you said, their style. They're not here for the so much for the Web3 community vibes. They're more here for the corporate world and hoping that kind of pushes up the transaction volume and the innovation, that type of thing. And they're not going to be big on the whole Web3 development themselves, because they are so corporate and regulated. They're just hoping the community do that. But we do like kind of as we're seeing that they're trying to push out further development and funding of different dApps and stuff next year. So hopefully they can fund some good projects. I'm still certain, like I think the biggest kind of flaw that's not allowing users to come into the chain very easily is the wallet system. Like adding the RPCs is a ball ache for anyone. Like it's a pain, even for me who knows crypto, it's a pain. But I got my new iPhone the other week and I had to go and add the RPC to all my wallets again. I was like, this is such a drag. Like we need like Tonkeep or a Phantom where you just download the wallet and the wallet's set up ready for the chain. And I know ElectroSwap said if they had enough funding and a big enough dev team, they said this in the ElectroSwap chat last year, this year rather, that they'd love to do like a fork of Rabi and make it into like an Electronium native wallet. And then bear in mind, you could then add like an NFT, their NFT marketplace could be integrated directly into that wallet. And then all the swaps could be like, you know, when you have some of these wallets and it's, you can swap like Phantom, you can swap Solana tokens directly in the swap feature without even going to Mercury or going to Radium. So I'm hoping they can do something where they can implement that. I know it's wishful thinking, but let's see if anyone can push the funding towards ElectroSwap's dev team, right, to get that rollout done. Because by that point, it's just like, yeah, download the wallet off the App Store. Done. You're ready. Your Electronium set there. Your ElectroSwap token set there. Your Club token, your Dino, your Core, your Panda, whatever you're investing in will be there. Your what's the other one we got now that we had the I can't think right now. The other project that just released a token on the launch pad recently, the Centronium. We can have all of these tokens just listed here, ready to go. And it's just such a breeze. It'll just be set up. There's no other chains, no other confusion. And it'll be kind of stepped in right there and then. And I think once that's done, like the entry to the chain will be a lot easier because, for example, at the moment when like giveaways or onboarding is happening, when I'm trying to push onboarding with certain holders myself and users, it's a case of one of the steps is, read this article, watch this video about how to set up the RPC. And it's just like, imagine you're trying to win $5 and you have to do all of that for it. Like some people, that's good enough money and it's worth it. But depending on where you are living in the world, like, is that aggro really worth $5 to some people in Western societies? Maybe not. So it's one of those ones where we need to onboard users from all over the world, all different areas, and that exit, that barrier to entry is definitely, I think, the biggest sticking point so far to me. Right, this space is coming to an end now. Obviously, we've told you our thoughts. We've told you about the project. Does anyone have any questions? If so, if you click the little plus symbol next to the heart on the right hand side, you've got this hand symbol. Just put your hand up like this and I'll let you speak and you can ask a question. And Claes, did you have any final thoughts or words or questions you'd like to share with the community?
No, really. Just go in there and check it out. You know, like there are a few. I'm going to do a video. I didn't have time for that. I'm going to do like a getting started now. It's just a simple like 1, 2, 3, 4 to get people to kind of really just focused on signing in, creating the account and so on. But I'm going to do some videos that explains a lot of stuff, you know. But there's some very nice parts here. Like there's a search in the top next to the logo. And it's actually search across the whole website, you know, from the forum, inside planet posts, in profile, like planets themselves, like whatever you write there, and editorial. So it searches everything, files, it searches the whole thing, you know. So if you write like Decentronium there or something, now you're gonna go to the non-fungible comrades thing there, you know, you're gonna get that up and so on. So like there's just explore it and test it out, like, because we put a lot of effort into all of these functionality to make it into, like, try to think if there was like 60 or 80, you know, projects here, like that, and try to envision like how cool this would have been with all of this activity and so on. And you can search, you can see when you click the little if you're on a desktop or a laptop, you have a little planet logo in the far right bottom corner there. You can click that and then you get like this view of all planets, you know, and there you can filter. That's also, you know, like now there's no reason to filter because you can see all the, what is it, like 8, 9 planets now. Oh, I see a planet Sephiroth is coming up now. I need to check that out soon. But, you know, now you get an overview of all of them. But think if there's 80 of these projects, you know, then you need to filter, you know, you need to write Dex, or you need to write Sephiroth, or you need to, you know what you want to look at, you know. So we've added like a lot of these features for the future here, like for when this is, you know, huge, you know. So try to, when you look through this, I mean, now it's underwhelming because we don't have so much on Electronium, you know, but think of the possible future there when you try it out, you know. That's my final word, I think.
Yeah, guys, what you can do as well, so like everyone on their MetaMask or Rabi or SafePal or whatever wallet you're using, you always have tabs open in browser. Like I've always got my ElectroSwap tab open. I've always got a tab for the Electronium Block Explorer, the Centronium. Like I've got all these different tabs that are open. Literally just add the Planet ETN into that tab, connect your wallet, and like everyone does their browsing. Like I'll spend X amount of time on Twitter, then I'll be in the Telegram, and then I'll be trying to ChatGPT some new posts, and then I'll be looking on ElectroSwap refreshing stuff and making small transactions or browsing NFTs that I might want to buy or sell, etc. And then you can just click onto the planet and do a forum post or create a post on your planet and just kind of add it into your habit. And that way we're going to snowball and accumulate loads of little steps, which will hopefully be seen by Google more and more as we go along. So do consider that. Another quick question, because this might make me get rid of my prison planet. I hope I don't have to. But if I have a rarer planet, does that mean I appear higher up on the top of the list when people are viewing all the different projects?
If that makes sense. So on that list, off canvas list, as it's called, when you click the planet in the bottom right there, that is sorted by popularity, and there is a like button on each planet. You know, so if you go to a planet, your ETN club there, you know, people can like. So I thought that was the fairest way to begin, but that's something that might change, you know, in the future. But I'm thinking, like, the more like you have, the more in the top you are, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, everyone should go onto the club straight away now, hit that like button.
And exactly, that's one of your raffles there, Jay. Get your calls to like it, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe some jars will be flying before we know it. So, yeah, but yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time and obviously going through all of this with everyone. Everyone's been waiting patiently for this, and we've enjoyed watching the journey unfold and the creation and your dedication. So we all appreciate your commitment to the cause. And yeah, thank you so much for coming up on the space. I was only expecting a 40 to 45 minute chat, but we've almost doubled that, which is ideal. So it means the chat's been flowing. And I know OSL, we've got to do some more of these soon. I will. I'll just be doing random chats like that. Zaya Code, who's got 6,000-7,000 followers, and we'll just be talking about ETN and the general market and stuff like that. And I'll try and get spaces with like Annabelle and some other people too soon. Just to kind of have chats, catch up, get more people kind of revolving around our profiles and listen back to previous chats, that type of thing. I don't know if you can do it on planets, but it might even be good to have a section where we can post like previous lives, links to lives that have happened on Twitter across all different profiles and Electronium, and then people can click it and go onto the lives in different spaces. So it might encourage
more
people.
The forum again, you know, I really want, you know, if we start to try and use the forum, I know it's a bit old and it's not as quick and dopamine kick as Telegram and all of that, but you know, the forum can be structured in any way, kind of, you know, we can add different things, we can have different threads where you can have stickies and things like that. So really, like, and people that are active in the community can become moderators, so they can do stickies, they can, you know, so I think the forum is a great way for us to kind of shape things, you know, everything doesn't need to be like integrated perfectly into planets and so on. The forum can be like a start, you know, and then if it becomes like really valuable, you know, we can start to add it into, perhaps if it's needed, into the planet profiles and so on. But I really think the forum can be powerful here, you know.
Yeah, that sounds great. I can always like start a post and just kind of each time there's a live done, just add it, I guess, into the comments section and thread it down. So yeah, that works. Right, anyway, thank you so much for attending, and have a great evening all.
Thanks. Good evening.